ECOWAS's expectations are very high. So ECOWAS has a lot of confidence in the democratic traditions of Ghana. This is about the ninth election since 1992 that Ghana has had very smooth, you know, elections. And they've had three tenations of power in the country. So ECOWAS's expectation is that Ghana will add, you know, to that democratic trajectory that we have seen in places like Cabo Verde, in Liberia, in Senegal, and Nigeria, and a number of other places, you know, so that we bring down that trajectory that leads to dictatorships in the region and then all that, because this is a conscious choice that the ECOWAS region has made to move towards leaders who are elected through the ballot box and not through the barrel of the gun.
Your delegation has met with President Akufo-Addo and the Ghana electoral officials. What did you gather from them in terms of whether Saturday's election will be free and fair?
Yes, we had more than an hour's interactions with the chair of the Electoral Commission, that's Jean Mensah and her team. And we also had a meeting with the president of Ghana. And we held meetings with the largest civil society monitoring group, which is called CODIO, the Coalition of Electoral Observers of the Civil Society in Ghana, who plan to deploy about 4,000 observers throughout the 16 regions of the country. All the vibes we've gotten from the three are very positive. The level of mistrust toward the Electoral Commission has come down considerably, you know, through very open and inclusive dialogue through the Inter-Party Advisory Committee, which is the umbrella body for political parties, Electoral Commission, the security agencies, and the media who work on elections. And they have assured us of their preparedness. Everything is in place, security-wise and also in terms of the secrecy of the ballot. They have assured us about that. And I think for now, we have no reason to doubt that. The president of Ghana, that is President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, made a pitch for continuation of the democratic traditions that he came to power through free, fair, and credible elections. And he has said his two terms, like every Democrat, he never even sought to cling on to power. And he has handed over the baton, you know, to whoever is going to be the winner on the 7th of December. And that it is his responsibility to make sure that his successor also comes through, you know, these elections through fair, transparent, and secure elections in the country. He's very confident also about that. But we say, James, the taste of the pardon is in the eating. So our fingers crossed until Saturday, the 7th of December, when we are going to have the general elections.